Hello and welcome to the Ageless Abodes podcast. I'm your host, Brenda Douglas, and I help people 50 and older to gracefully age in place, downsize or right size into the perfect home. So go ahead and subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell so that you can be notified whenever I upload a new episode. And let me be the first to welcome you to the homeowner tribe, where we empower you to not only procure a home investment, but to also maintain and keep it. Stay tuned. Are you in need of some senior healthcare products to make your life feel safe and more comfortable? If so, I invite you to shop at my Amazon store. There you will find a wide variety of products that are perfect to help you age in place and feel safe. Again, head on over to my Amazon store at www.amazon.com/shop/IamADiva. Again, that's www.amazon.com/shop/IamADiva. And as a disclosure, I do get compensated for sales. But you won't be disappointed. So head on over to my Amazon store at www.amazon.com/shop/IamADiva. It is open enrollment season for many healthcare programs, including Medicare. And so in this episode, I want to share some ways that you can prevent Medicare fraud and avoid Medicare open enrollment scams.
Medicare open enrollment is an open door for scammers. Don't believe calls that sound like this.
Hi, this is Casey. I'm a Medicare advisor calling on a recorded line. How are you today?
This is Shelly in a Medicare enrollment center on a recorded line. And I see here in the past you inquired about your Medicare supplement coverage. Can you hear me okay?
There's so many versions of a Medicare scam call. And the Better Business Bureau says scammers use this open enrollment time to call and convince you that they can help you or threaten that you'll lose your coverage. They say things like they need to update your account information to send you a new Medicare card, or they're replacing your old card with a new microchip card, or you can get something for free, but they need your Medicare number. Do not rely on your caller ID. The Better Business Bureau says scammers make it look like they're calling from Medicare or a well-known insurance company. Don't trust a name that sounds like an official with Medicare. Never share your Medicare number. You should hang up on these calls. And if you have questions, go to Medicare.gov or call the number on your card. And the most important thing to remember, Medicare will never call or contact you, email or text message you, asking you to verify your personal information. And share this with your loved ones so they don't believe a lie and lose money to a Medicare scam.
The Medicare open enrollment period is between October the 15th and December the 7th. This is the time when people are able to make changes to their plans, review their plans, and consider other options. If you are already subscribed, you should be seeing mail and emails and phone calls, and TV commercials as well. But unfortunately, during this time of year, Medicaid fraud is big business for criminals. Medicare reports an estimate of $60 billion in losses every year. And scammers often look official and they sound official. They pretend to be from or connected to Medicare so that they can steal your information. But here are some ways that you can protect yourself. Never join a Medicare or a drug plan over the phone unless you called Medicare. Never give your personal information, and that includes your Social Security number, your Medicare number, your bank statements, financial statements, account numbers. When in doubt, hang up quickly. And then you,
if a scammer were to get hold of your Medicare number, they can actually use it to get healthcare services. So they will use your identity and again, get services from Medicare. So you want to protect yourself. Again, when in doubt, call Medicare, 1-800-MEDICARE. Now, the other thing you want to do is you want to watch out for bogus Medicare plans, right? Criminals will try to entice you with phony Medicare plans, right? Because their goal is to get your number, your Medicare number. So again, you can hang up. When in doubt, hang up the phone and call Medicare. The other thing they'll do is they will offer free, quote unquote, free healthcare services or products. But think about it. If the product or the service is free, they have no need for your insurance number. But again, when we're in the midst of a conversation, we have to be careful because we can be taken off guard, right? So no judgment here. We just want to prevent Medicare fraud. Now listen, the other thing is when you receive the claims, the Medicare claims summary, they'll send you in the mail the summary of the services. Like when you receive that, you want to go over them and read it very carefully, right? To verify that all of the information and the services provided are accurate. And that is even if you go to your regular primary care. Be sure that everything that they're claiming that you've had done was actually done. Don't just assume that because it's my doctor's office, I know that they got it. They have it, accurate information. No, you want to be sure. Read the claims to make sure that what they are saying, the services that they're saying that you received, you actually received. And listen, the other thing is don't just throw the claim statement in the trash. No, you need to shred it or tear it up into little pieces, and then you discard the Medicare statement. All right, guys, so I hope that has been helpful. Again, when in doubt, hang up the phone and call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE. You can also call the Senior Medicare Patrol office in your state. I hope that this information has been helpful to you guys. If so, go ahead and hit the subscribe button and hit that like button. Also share if you know of someone who can use this information. And again, this applies to whether or not it's Medicare or healthcare, right? All of us could be in danger, so we have to protect ourselves because, again, anyone can be scammed at any age, right? So let's help each other by spreading the word, right? All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. And remember that home ownership is not just buying a home or selling a home. It is also important to maintain and to keep it from foreclosure. So that's what our mission is. So go ahead and subscribe to this channel. Thank you so much for listening, and I will meet you on the next podcast episode.